Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC-registered investment advisor. 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Your Money with David Hayes. This is Doug Hughes live in studio on a nice but a little bit brisk April 30th, the end of the month of April. I'm live in studio. Mr. David Hayes is out and about traveling, attending a conference, but he is going to be with us here on the show. David, are you there?
I'm here, Dougie. In 2 weeks in a row, you hammered down the show, and I appreciate that. Last week, it was a six-hour time change. I was unable to actually call in. Today, I'm actually in Denver. I was at the office this morning, Denver, Colorado, today for the EdSlot Elite IRA Advisor Group. And folks that have been longtime listeners of the show certainly have intimate knowledge of Ed and his expertise. So we're out here studying IRA and tax law for the next day and a half, and I'll be back on Saturday afternoon. So looking forward to a fun-filled but yet a very informative couple days. So, Doug, I know we're going to be talking about the book. Let's just call it the book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's the resource for adults age 50 and over. Doug Hughes and I co-authored the book, and we're trying to get a little momentum behind it, and that's we're going to use the show to talk to you about it, tell you what its uses are, and how you can get it. It's going to be terrific. We promise you that. But, Doug, before we get to the book, we're going to talk about a little news of the week, of course, brought to you by Lance Like of the Like Law Group. Give yourself and your family the peace of mind that comes with proper estate planning. Call my buddy Lance at 323-8300. Well, U.S. stocks ended April with a whimper. U.S. stocks limped out of April, managing to eke out just a marginal gain in the month after a sharp sell-off on Thursday. The thumping stocks endured came after a number of economic releases and came out in early June. And a lot of this is the comments that the Fed made that they might actually raise interest rates, or they haven't taken that off the table for June. I know you saw that, Doug, but yes. According to By the Numbers from our friend Mick Higley, he says it's not likely. The Fed's funds futures market was priced back in December of 2014, so whatever that was, four months ago, to reflect a greater than 50% chance of a rate hike no later than June of 15. But on April 20th, it only reflected a 2% chance of a rate hike in June. Did you guys, we say this every year, because now we're going to be in April, and we can't get into May without saying, sell stocks in May, go away, you come back again after Labor Day. And we'll talk more about that next week on the investment show. But if you're one of those people thinking of cutting back on your stock investments because you're worried about the market will fall because May has historically been a bad month, well, Mick Higley again put it in perspective for us. He says the average total return for the S&P 500 during the month of May since 1990 has actually been a gain of 1.22%, and it's been the sixth best performing month over the 25-year period. So just, these little sayings are cute, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't. Doug, I also want to talk a little bit about in people's favorite investment. And, anytime that you're in the back of a cab and your cab driver's telling you what investment you should buy, that means you probably should run from it.
Right.
And according to, again, Mick Higley, 31% Americans surveyed in early April of 2015 picked real estate as the best long-term investment today, believe it or not. 25% of the people selected stocks as their best investment over the long term. Something else I wanted to share, creditors. And I hear this all the time, so do you, Doug. People come in and say, what happens if Chinese start selling off of our debt? This thing's going to crash. And I don't usually tell them to unplug their computer and get off the Internet. Because the fact is, we do have a lot of debt, but here's the thing. Total outstanding U.S. debt as of February of 2015 was $18.2 trillion. $13.2 trillion of that was held by investors of the public, which means people from the U.S., which could be insurance companies and the like. $5.1 trillion was held by the actual U.S. government, like the Social Security Trust Fund or the Federal Reserve. And Japanese investors hold 9.4% of the $13.1 trillion, and just fractionally more than what the Chinese investor holds, which is actually 1.2. So the Japanese investor holds a little bit more than the debt held by the Chinese investor. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And finally, Doug, shoulda, coulda, woulda, coming from Mick Higley. 68% of adults at least age 55 admit they have procrastinated before beginning their retirement planning. What a segue into today's guide for retirement planning, because it's a resource for those folks age 50 and older. So, Dougie, what do you think? We take a break, come back, and let's hit it hard.
Absolutely. David, we'll take a break, and we'll convince some people to stop looking at the internet and thinking that the world's coming to an end, and actually give them some light at the end of the tunnel, or at least light at the beginning of the path, so they can get started or continue going down a successful path for retirement. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Welcome back, everyone, to Your Money with David Hayes, brought to you by J&S Locksmith. J&S Locksmith, where you'll find everything for the residential or commercial outdoor technician. J&S Locksmith at 508 West 17th Street in Bloomington. David, as you highlighted in the last segment, we're going to be talking about the book that you and I co-wrote together. And we want to talk to the people about the purpose of it, why we decided to do something like that with the schedules that we run and the things that we're doing all the time. Why would we take the time to do something like that? And then also, let's talk about who this really is intended for.
Well, I know back when I started doing the radio show in February of 2002, I was very, very nervous. I get to their station. I asked my dad to come with me as moral support. And I remember looking over to him and saying, right before I went on the air, "Dad, why do I do this crazy stuff?" And waiting for some good fatherly advice, he laid this one on me. He said, "David, I have no idea." And that's kind of the theme behind this book. When my younger brother found out I had written this book along with you, he said just what you said. When in the heck did you have time to write a book? And, you know, the fact is it's taken a long time. It's been at least a couple of years in the making. A lot of Saturday mornings, a lot of writing, a lot of editing, a terrific ghostwriter that helped us. And we wrote it because, Doug, after nearly 40 years of combined experience that you and I have working with retirees and pre-retirees, we wanted to give people information. We taught a class through Ivy Tech and Indiana University Continuing Studies for 7 years on retirement readiness. It was a 6-hour course, and we realized that people needed educated and needed to be put a app, something they could apply, not just something they would read online. So it wasn't meant to be a do-it-yourself guide, but a resource to help people become better equipped before they talk with a financial professional. I mean, the fact is the baby boom generation has influenced everything from, you know, the hula hoop to the Ford Mustang, and we don't think retirement's any different. We know this isn't your grandparents' retirement or your parents' retirement if you're a boomer. It's your retirement. So we believe that it's more about money than about money. We think being fulfilled in retirement is very important. Relationships, staying connected, being healthy. This book is designed to start helping folks start those necessary conversations so they can begin that next chapter of life. So whether you're, you know, 50 and 15 years out, or you're 60 and 5 years out, or heck, Doug, even if you're 68 and you've just crossed the finish line and you're headed into the retirement phase, I think this book is useful for them, those folks. And that's why we wrote it. That's who it's meant to help, and that's how you can use it as well. So you can skip around. It's made to be a resource guide. It's not just a read from start to finish, although there's a lot of terrific stories in there about real-life clients that we've run across over, like I said, our nearly 40 years combined experience in the business. So I think it's a book worth picking up. They can get it from any online retailer, being Amazon, Barnes & Noble. So, again, it's today's guide to retirement planning. It should pop right up. I think it's about $16. And we're not doing this to make money. We don't. In fact, all the time and effort and money that I have put into this book, Doug, as you have as well, I think we'd have to sell like 10,000 books to break even. So this isn't about
that's probably
that,
true.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, and it's such a needful resource guide. I think one of the most interesting things about where Americans are today, and we can even call it, you know, people in our area, but Americans in general, is as Mick Higley highlighted, there 68% of people who are 55 or around that age have just really not done a lot of good planning. And that is why this resource guide was really created, as we As you said, David, about 40 years of combined experience, we just continue to bump into people and talk to people and have conversations with people about, you know, why they didn't plan or what didn't work out or what did work out. And so just shedding some light on some of those different scenarios.
Yeah, and for the last 3 or 4 months, I've been running a commercial on air that said exactly that. You know, now your kids are raised and you're trying to focus on yourself. And what happens for most Americans, and that's why Mick illustrated it nicely with over 50% of folks, to 68%. I mean, that's incredible. And it's almost 70% of Americans, of adults. You know, you're busy and you're raising your kids. You're trying to make ends meet. And finally, when they leave the home, which is generally in, you know, your early to mid-50s, you finally can focus on this stuff. And that was the point that I made in that commercial. And I just changed the commercial so folks are going to be hearing more about the book again. So it wasn't a big surprise to me that it was over 50%, a big surprise to 68. But then again, Doug, this is exactly who this book is here to help. So as people pick this up, take your time, read through the book, skip around if you want. The thing we're going to be doing, folks, again this week is giving away a free ebook. Actually, we're going to give away as many, I don't know how many we have left, maybe 10 free ebooks left or something like that. So if you email us at cfci.us, contact us and just say you'd like to have the ebook, and Jackie on Monday will get your email and she will ship that out to you, the code, and it's real simple. I was at one of your meetings this morning, Doug, as you talked about the book at 7:30, and I gave a free one to someone across the table, and within about 30 seconds, they had it uploaded on their phone. So it's pretty easy stuff. So again, if you'd like your free ebook, those are about $3.50 if you buy them on your own. You can email us at cfci.us, and we'll send you that code to get a good one. So, Doug, I think it's time to take a break to come back and start talking in detail about the book.
Absolutely, David. We'll be right back. This is Your Money with David Hayes. So many people today are wondering about their retirement planning, and their future. And so over the last couple of years, David Hayes and I have co-wrote a book that's really titled Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. It's really kind of taken out of years of experience, of thoughts and things we've had to think through for people. We spend a lot of time examining assumptions, and oftentimes we find that people really just don't even know the right questions to ask or think about all the possibilities that could happen to them in retirement. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that there are two views of retirement. And David, when we set out to write the book, we talked about the traditional view and the new view of retirement planning.
Well, yeah, in 1994, I started in the business 21 years ago, and people were still on that traditional view of retirement. You know, they planned to have enough money, and through income streams from company pensions and Social Security, they would be fine. And then they gave little thought to what are they going to do once they retire. And as a result, many people kind of went adrift and kind of rudderless, as people would say, struggling to find purpose in their lives and with meaningful activity. So that was the traditional view. But as I progressed in my career and in the last really 5 or 10 years, I would say, that's really changed. I mean, today, we find, this isn't a scientific study, but we find that about 75 to 80% of our clients have a new view of retirement. And national surveys actually reflect the same trend. Only 22% of those 55 and older view retirement as a winding down period or an extended vacation. And when 50 to 75-year-olds were surveyed, 70% saw retirement as a time to stay active and begin a new chapter. And that's really the traditional view versus the reality we're seeing now. And, Doug, a lot of this has to do with the fact that people are healthier, they're living longer, they didn't stay with the same job for, you know, 40 years. They skipped around and they had 5, 6, even 7 jobs in some cases. So it's just changed a lot, and I've seen that unfold before my eyes over the last 20 years.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when people retired 10, 20, 30 years ago, it was just really a matter of timing. It was their age. It was years served. And they knew they were going to be getting a Social Security check, a pension check. For the most part, their houses were paid for, and they might have had a couple of stocks, maybe a couple of investments. And
Right. Typically
they had whole life insurance that they'd had with their agent for a long time. And things were just kind of set and steady, and they just knew that on certain days of the month that money was going to be deposited into their bank account.
Yeah, and the new retirement responsibilities are you got to take a lot more control of that because you don't have those three-legged stools that we used to have into retirement. And all of this is in the book. You know, we walk you through the old view of retirement, the new view of retirement, and the new opportunities and the responsibilities of retirement. It's all in the book. And then, Doug, we actually tell people to start planning now and not necessarily from a financial perspective. Sure, that's a no-brainer. But begin taking a self-inventory. And we put in the book some exercises that people can go through, whether it's growth and continuing education or fitness and health. I met with one of our clients this morning, Doug, who retired just a year ago, and she had told me that she wanted to learn French and she wanted to really get into fitness. Well, she is a CrossFit nut and just won some national weightlifting championship as a 65-year-old. And I just thought that was terrific. And in the book, it kind of helps you prepare for that. About relaxing, enjoying life, your faith, I mean, work, money. Some people want to work after they, quote, retire. In fact, according to a recent survey, 80% of boomers expect to work in some capacity after they retire. I mean, 51% plan to work full-time, and 28% predict they're going to work, Doug, at least part-time.
And, you know, David, we spent a lot of time teaching these classes on retirement planning. And as you mentioned, you know, the retirement planning is about kind of planning your lifestyle and what you're going to be doing during mm-hmm. these retirement years. And what we always found was interesting was that when the markets were good, people want to know and explore and think more creatively about their life planning. When the markets were bad, people all wanted to talk about investments. What can pull me out of this, a negative statement on my 401k? How many more years do I have to work? And what we always say to people is you can't ignore life planning just based on what the markets are doing today. Now, that may sound kind of short-sighted, but what we have seen over and over and over again as the markets, with the right allocation begin to make their way out, that a proper plan, if it's put in place, you don't really have to give up your life planning if you have a proper plan put in place that expects some of these kind of volatile markets that people have endured a few times in the last decade.
Oh, sure. And as we talk about starting to plan now and taking a self-inventory, we put some statements in the book, and there's a lot of them. And you'll go through and pick and choose and sit down with your significant other and talk about these things. You know, the house. I want to downsize. Why? Do you want to downsize? I don't want to downsize. Or, I want to remodel the home. Oh, really? I didn't realize that. Yeah, I want a new kitchen. I plan to do a reverse mortgage. What? That's crazy. I mean, those are the kind of conversations that you might actually start. These are not argument starters. These are constructive conversation starters. So relationships, volunteering, charity, it's all in there. So, Doug, like I told someone this morning when they said, did you write about this? I said, yeah, it's in there. Did you write about that? I said, yeah, it's in there. And they said, I bet you didn't write about that. And I said, yes, I did. It's in there. I said, it's kind of like ragu sauce. It's in there. Well, and then I said, I'm glad I'm old enough to remember that commercial.
That's right.
Doug, it's in there.
It's in there. And, one of the other things we always say to people, and this is a little tidbit of the book, is one of the things that we always say to people is that 5 years before you retire, when you stop making and earning your income, I should say, through work, you need to take a blank sheet of paper, walk around your house, and list the things that you need to replace, whether it's a roof or a stove or a refrigerator, because inevitably what we see people do is they retire. Then when those expenses come along, they have extra distributions. And so those extra distributions can actually mess up a retirement distribution plan. So just a little tidbit from the book there. We always recommend that people just walk around the house and make kind of a list of the things that that are going to need to be replaced.
Before we take a break, Doug, again, today's Guide to Retirement Planning, pick it up on all major online retailers, and we're giving away the ebook. If you email at cfci.us, we'll send you a free ebook. But, Doug, we also talk about needs and expenses in retirement. And, there's a difference between needs and wants, for sure, but needs and expenses in retirement. A lot of this stuff creeps up on you. We spent an entire chapter on this, and one thing that's close to your heart, because you talk about it all the time, is inflation, because I can tell you that a lot of people don't plan for this properly. And folks, if we happen to get into a situation where I don't think this will occur, but you have 4% inflation, if you're worried about high inflation down the road, you know, it's in 18 years, you have to double your income just to buy the same goods and services that you buy today. So, you know, as we plan, and this, again, is in the book about this, we have you, we prepare you and have you help you understand how inflation can creep up on you. And, Doug, we have an example in the book. We call him Bill and Reba. We have a lot of examples of real-life situations, and I think people learn by reading stories. I've always learned by reading stories of real situations. And we don't use their real names, of course. But, you know, this was a story in the book about a couple who planned to retire in 15 years, which I gave them a lot of credit. Doug, you met with a younger couple, early 50s this week, wanting to get that plan in place.
Yep.
10 or 15 years away. You know, and you have to kind of put some guardrails on that plan. And then as you get closer, you kind of hone it in. But, you know, it goes through how you determine how much income you're going to need, what expenses are going to go away, and then how much money you're likely going to need to save. And we go through a great example in the book, Doug, of just kind of walking them through a real story about real people who have been going through this now. These folks started with us a couple of years ago. They're now 2 years into their plan, 13 years to go, and they're right on track. So,
wonderful.
You know, and we look at these examples every single day. So, again, it's in the book. It's in there. So, Doug, we probably better take another break. When we come back, we want to talk about in the chapters where we talk on retirement hurdles and how to get over them. And then Ed Slott, I'm here with him this week. He gave us a killer quote for the back of the book, as did Mary Beth Franklin, the contributing editor of Investment News. And Ed says that the big 10 that we put in is worth the price of admission all by itself. So, Dougie, why don't we take a break? You take us out.
Absolutely. This is Your Money with David Hayes. The word for retirement for today's retirees and soon-to-be retirees means exactly the opposite of what it meant for our parents and grandparents. It now means beginning rather than stopping. What will your next beginning be? Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, a resource for adults ages 50 and over, helps you figure it out. This is a book that actually forces you to prioritize by taking you through a personal and financial inventory to create a plan that you will follow because it's your plan. The section on the Big Ten Major Financial Planning Roadblocks is by itself worth the price of admission and invaluable for everyone. This book will guide you with practical advice not only in tax, investment, and estate planning, but coordinating that with your personal wish list when it comes to retirement planning and your next beginning. Ed Slott, CPA, founder of IRAHelp.com. David, I know you're out there with Ed Slott this week. That's really quite an endorsement from someone who has honestly had his hands on and his mind around IRAs for decades now.
Yeah, he's called by the Wall Street Journal the country's IRA expert. There's no doubt about it. Ed is known nationally. He's been a part of three, now going on four, public television specials that promote educating the citizens of the United States and matching them with competent advisors. That's really his mission statement. So, yeah, and we put the Big Ten in, of course, because we live in Big Ten country. And, Doug, I really think maybe we should have went ahead and put 13 in, just like the actual Big Ten has. But, you know, there's some major roadblocks that we've determined over the years that can make the best retirement intentions get derailed. And we talk about those in the book. You know, one of them is failing to educate yourself about personal finance and taking a financial inventory, like you were saying, tracking your net worth and cash flow. We have some folks, some clients that, you know, just the other day said, hey, can you send me the results of this particular investment because I keep track of the cash flows on that. I'm like, yeah, that's great. And that's the kind of stuff that you need to be engaged in. I mean, we talk about some of the roadblocks, like failing to take use of current tax law. That's a big one. I mean, that's what we're studying for the next 2 days here at the Ed Slott Group. Failing to establish financial goals or designed to achieve your lifestyle goals. I mean, there's a bunch of them here. But, Doug, one that I was going to point out that I know that's close to you because you say it all the time, people expecting the perfect outcome.
Yeah.
Failing to plan for the unexpected. That's definitely one of the Big Ten financial roadblocks.
And you know, David, just to go a little bit off script, but in those, you know, what are some of those things that come along that people don't expect? Well, what we see right now is there are a number of parents and grandparents who are having to help out their children or their grandchildren in large numbers to large degrees. And, you know, before the crisis of 2008 came along, we didn't see as much of that as we have afterwards. It's been harder for people to get back on track. They've had, you know, run credit card debts up, or they haven't been able to, you know, pay some things that they need to pay, or just buy some things they used to be able to buy. Because the job market is changing and people are, you know, thankfully they're getting jobs, but the jobs don't have the same benefits that they used to have. And so one of the real emerging factors that we have seen since, you know, probably 2008 is parents and grandparents helping out their children or their grandchildren. And, you know, those are unexpected withdrawals that come along the way. Another unexpected withdrawal, again, I go back to the house, is the roof that needed fixed, or the car that needed replaced, and things that people want to take out one-time withdrawals. So not having a good withdrawal strategy that can be interrupted by a big withdrawal, you know, these are major roadblocks that happen along the way. And by the way, nothing I've mentioned, it has to do with monthly statements or quarterly statements. It just has to do with behavior of investors, and even behavior of people who just need to take some money out and make some changes for somebody else's life, and they didn't really count on that.
Yeah, I know. When I set up a retirement income plan for people, I usually set aside a little bit of money, and we call it a life happens account. So it's one of those things. Doug, I love the quote that you have at the very beginning of the retirement hurdles and the big tents and the financial roadblocks. You say, never test the depth of the water with both feet. And you'll see those kind of quotes as we go throughout the book. Again, today's guide to retirement planning, encouraging you all to pick it up at any major online retailer. And if you'd like a free ebook copy, we can send you that, but you need to email us at cfci.us. Chapter 4, Doug, as we talk about available income sources in retirement, this is probably the number one most popular chapter that I have seen, that people have reported back to me that meant the most to them. And it's because most people accumulate, but then all of a sudden they retire, and it's like, now how do I get this money back out? What are my available income sources? So we go through everything from your IRAs to your 401ks, your 403bs, your pension funds, your Roth IRAs. I mean, everything, and it really will help educate you and help you determine that. We even get into things like, you know, rental real estate and reverse mortgages. We even get into inheritances. And I know I was with someone, was it this morning or yesterday, that we were talking about the potential inheritance. Actually, it was yesterday and today, two different situations. One is very sure, the other one may not be so sure, but they both didn't want to plan on it, but they always looked at it as kind of a strong possibility and something that could give them the permission to maybe spend a little more money in their go-go years, so that they have an inheritance as they enter their slow-go and no-go years. But people ask, Doug, how long did it take you to get the book done? And I say, well, I know it took us at least 2 years. And the way I know that, because under the section of inheritances, it said, when I was doing the final edit, it said, my 12-year-old son Will asked, well, folks, you guys know who listen to the show a lot, he's 14 years old now. He's going to high school next year. So it was at least 2 years. But he said, Dad, when you die, do I get all of this? Of course, I said, no. Mom and I are going to spend it all, and then we're going to burn the house down. Now, he didn't believe me, just like most kids don't believe the popular bumper sticker that says, I'm spending my kids' inheritance. But I'm telling you what, folks, the baby boom generation is much more interested in leaving behind memories and values than they are money, unlike the children of the Depression, this is all in the book as well, who wanted to leave behind something they didn't have growing up, which was money. Mm-hmm. So they valued that. And baby boomers value something much more deep, I think, and more meaningful to that. That's the values and the memories that they have with their family. Doug, I think it's time to take another break. Unfortunately, we need to get into investments, but maybe not. You're the timekeeper, not me. I'm over in Denver, Colorado. I'm 2.5 hours or 3 hours behind. I don't even know what time it is.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim and I are making all kinds of hand gestures back and forth. But before we do take a break, which we do need to take one, I think one of the pages in the book, David, where it starts, is one of the most important segments of the book, too, that if anyone listening needs guidance on, you need to pick up the book, you need to give us a call. You know, it's all about choosing your beneficiary. Oftentimes people think of choosing beneficiary just for lump sums like life insurance or IRA at the end. But in this book, when David talked about, you know, income sources, one of the biggest decisions you can make in income sources, if you have a pension, is how your beneficiary is picked during your pension income distribution. And so beneficiary planning is one of the most important decisions you're going to make, not just about when you die, as David mentioned, with will, but also when you're beginning to take those income options. These are very important decisions, and we have a lot of experience talking to people about beneficiary planning. Really, one of those discussions that isn't had an awful lot, because most people are just looking for a return or looking for their highest distribution. But the long-term income planning and lump sum distribution planning must be paid attention to. And David,
let me say one more thing about this, because you're right, Doug. Most people sit down and they say, "I have to make some elections on my pension," but they don't know what single life means. They don't know what joint with rights of survivor or with a 50% survivorship means, or life with a 10-year period certain. We write about that in the book. And again, folks, this is not meant to be a do-it-yourself guide. It's meant to give you the information, inform you, and well-equip you before you sit down with a financial professional and get this figured out. I was with an engineer that retired from Cummins, and I hope he's listening because I think he's a new fan of the show. And he said, "You know, I thought I was a pretty smart guy, but I looked back and wondered, could I have done this all on my own?" And he had a resounding answer, and the answer was no. And this was a well-educated engineer. There was a lot of moving parts to his retirement, and it took a long time for us to kind of navigate through it. And this book, I think, can help people better prepare and better equip themselves to make sound financial decisions. So, Dougie, how about now we take a break?
Absolutely. If I can just say one last thing, though. Wayne Thacker and Ron Belcher.
I want to say one last thing.
Oh, okay. You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Wayne Thacker and Ryan Belcher did a great job last week on the show, and these guys really understand the pension for our local teachers and government workers. And what we're talking about in this book are making decisions about income sources. So if you get a chance, you need to look those guys up. You need to give us a call. You need to send an email, www.cfci.us, and get a copy of this. It's not just for people who have a lot of money. We want everyone to understand that everyone is touched and affected by this book. Whether you have a large pension income coming to you and not a large 401k, this book applies to you.
Yeah,
this is your
Social
money.
Security. Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. You get one last thing in.
One last thing. I told you. Social Security claiming is in there as well. Mary Beth Franklin was kind enough to give us a terrific quote for the back of the book. And like you said, Doug, we do have to move on. You can tell, folks, we're very excited, very proud about this endeavor. And we just hope that you go online to Amazon, to Barnes & Noble, you pick up a copy. Again, like Doug said, if you'd like a free ebook copy, we have about 10 left to give away. Email us at cfci.us, and we'll make sure you get your login and get that first of the week. So, Doug, now we can take
okay,
a break.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Baby boomers are reinventing retirement. In today's guide to retirement planning, financial advisors David Hayes and Doug Hughes offer important guidelines for adults on the cusp of this uncharted territory. Throughout our working lives, we tend to focus on how much money we need to save for retirement, but little attention is given to how we will spend our time once we get there. David Hayes and Doug Hughes offer some thoughtful questions to help pre-retirees envision their next chapter, how to pay for it, and how to adapt if plans change. It's essential reading for future retirees. Mary Beth Franklin, contributing editor of Investment News. David, it's our passion, it's our study, it's our life. Let's talk about retirement planning today.
Yeah, you know, Mary Beth, I've known her since she was at Kiplinger. She was the senior editor of Kiplinger Finance for several years and then retired or left there, didn't really retire, and picked up the contributing editor job in Investment News. Gave her a lot more freedom to write on a lot of different topics, and we really appreciated her giving us that killer quote, as we said, for the back of the book. And those are some terrific endorsements, and we were very grateful for that, for sure. So, Doug, I know we also get to investments eventually in Chapter 6. We talk about using a professional or not using a professional, the different types of investments that are out there, the risks that are involved. And we go through everything. In fact, I had a new person come in the other day that he had been retired but hadn't really had an advisor, and he sat down and he didn't really understand a lot of the lingo. He didn't understand the differences between, you know, mutual funds and exchange-traded funds and unit investment trust he'd never even heard of. He understood the word stock. He kind of got the word bond, didn't really know what the differences were. So I pulled out the book. I went to chapter 6. I marked it for him. I said, hey, if you don't mind, read this. And when you come back, you're going to be better informed about what we're talking about. So, you know, he did, and I'm looking forward to seeing him next week as we'll go through his investment options. So, yeah, we go through it all in the book. And chapter 6 really lays it out. It's one of the more lengthy, as you can imagine, chapters in our book. But I really think the common risk on page 114 is probably the most valuable, because a lot of times people, you know, they don't know how much risk they can take until they've taken too much. And that's, again, one of the famous quotes that's in chapter 6. And, Doug, I know that any time you get into something, it's easier than it is to get out of something.
That's right.
You always say.
That's right.
And I think some of the common investment risks, we're all used to market risk, the ups and downs. You know, if you're in a business, there's always business risk. You have interest rate risk. You have inflation risk. You have a liquidity risk. You know, if I go out and buy a piece of real estate that's not liquid, I can't sell it quickly like I can a stock, a bond, or a mutual fund. I should be paid for that liquidity risk and taking that on and understand it. You know, opportunity risk. If all of your money is locked up into something and opportunities come along, you miss out. Currency risk. We're experiencing that right now as the dollar's been strengthening against the euro. Heck, we've been telling folks that we felt like the markets in Europe could take off as they started stimulating. Well, guess what? That's been happening. But if you're in a regular, good old-fashioned mutual fund that doesn't have currency hedges in there, you've given up a lot of that return to the fact that the dollar to the euro has went inverted practically. So, you know, there's a lot of risk. It helps you understand those. And then we get into some risk management strategies like dollar cost averaging or staggering fixed income maturities, diversification, asset allocation. It's all in there. We get into annuities too, Doug. And, you know, we're not there to endorse one investment over another. Again, it's just to educate people. And we get into expenses. And I love the lifeboat analogy, Doug. We were talking about annuities at one time to a couple. And I know we've all used this analogy. And they said, but aren't annuities expensive? And we said, well, variable annuities are expensive. There's no doubt about it. You're going to pay, you know, 3%, maybe even 4% a year. That's a lot to own a variable annuity. And the argument is, why would I want that? Well, here's the analogy. With variable annuities, they offer guaranteed death benefits, guaranteed income benefits that you can take for your entire life. So we used this analogy once. We said, okay, let's pretend like we have two cruise ships. And Doug, you're a big cruiser, and I think you probably have used this in the past. And we're contemplating taking one of them. They have the same itineraries. They say have the same ports of call, food, entertainment. Everything's exactly the same except for one thing. One of the ships have lifeboats, and the other one does not. The cruise ship that has no lifeboats costs $2,000. The cost for the cruise ship with the lifeboats, $2,300. The question is, are you willing to pay $300 extra for lifeboats? And that's really what a variable annuity is.
Right.
It's a lifeboat. It's a lifeboat for death benefits and income benefits. So, again, some say yes, some say no. The decision's really up to you and your advisor, but at least you understand the cost and what it's there to cover. So, again, Doug, we go through all of that in the book and in investments, and the investment risk section and risk management section, really good. We get into insurance and risk management. So we get into Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care, life insurance. Again, it's all in there. We get into estate planning as well, Doug, and that's an area that I know a lot of people have a lot of interest in learning about.
You know, David, exactly right. People are thinking of the long term about their estate and how you transfer wealth from one generation to another. But I want to take one step back and just say to everyone out there, one thing that we, over the last 10 years, have been getting a lot more questions about is long-term care insurance. A lot of people are very concerned about the potential drawdown of their overall assets when it comes to long-term care. And these policies or these strategies seem expensive until when, David, as you've said many times in the class and many times as you've instructed and talked to people, these things seem very expensive until you've actually gone through it or gone through it with someone in your family.
Yeah, you know, the personal experience can't replace anything. You can't mathematically hardly make it make sense. And that's why you have to sit down and really think it through and understand your other available income sources and what that gap in coverage is and really define what it is that you have at risk. You know, you should buy insurance on the things you can't otherwise cover yourself. And long-term care insurance, you know, most will say you should look at around 55 to 60. And that's all in the book. And we talk about how to pick the right plan, other factors to consider. It's a pretty in-depth conversation the book goes through about long-term care. Life insurance the same way. You know, a lot of folks will say, why do I need life insurance when I'm retired? Well, there's a couple of good reasons. And, again, we write about it in the book. So, again, it's a resource guide for people. We say ages 50 and older because that's the people who are typically paying attention to this stuff. But it can be for anyone and everyone that wants to learn about these things. And, again, we get into estate planning. What is a will? What is a trust? What is a power of attorney and a healthcare representative? What is a living will? Why would you pick a trust versus just having a will? We get into taxes. You know, what taxes to worry about and which ones not to worry about. I mean, for most people, they do not have a federal estate tax problem, as an example. Heck, if you're married and have an estate under about $10,300,000, you do not have an estate tax problem. And Indiana does not have an inheritance tax any longer. So what taxes should you worry about? Most of it's income taxes, because all of those IRAs and retirement accounts we have are tax invested, and that's about the tax that most people have to deal with. And that's why I'm here at the Ed Slot meeting this weekend, going to learn a lot about tax law, IRA planning. We talk about giving appreciated assets away while you're living versus when you die. So it's just a lot of good information in the book, Doug. Again, we're very proud of it. Today's Guide to Retirement Planning. You can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just look it up. And then, again, if you'd like a free ebook, we have about 10 left, and you can email us directly, cfci.us, and we will send you that link, and you'll be up and running in no time.
David, as we end this section on risk, you mentioned that. I would like to say to everyone, one of the biggest risks out there we didn't mention is not having a plan at all. This is Your Money with David Hayes. Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, a resource for adults ages 50 and over, authored by David Hayes, Doug Hughes. David, we've spent some time highlighting the book that was our efforts that just recently has gone out into the public. As we wrap up the show and get ready to go to profile next week's show, any last thoughts?
Yeah, next week is the investment show, so Hot Rod Holloway will be with me live in the studio. I will be back live, and we'll be talking about sell in May and go away, if there's any real merit to that, and just some headwinds we're facing, but also a few tailwinds. Looking forward to that. And I'm out here at the Ed Slot Elite IRA Advisor Group meeting, going to hang out with some pretty smart guys and gals, and then going to visit a friend tonight who lives here in Denver. He has a young family. I haven't seen them for a long time, so I'm going to take an Uber for my very first time. So keep my iPhone tracked in case I end up in a ditch somewhere, because these kind of things for folks my age are a little bit nerve-wracking. We like the old-school stuff, a cab. But I can get across town for like $13 versus the cab ride that's $50. So I'm going to try an Uber. and I'll report back next week to let everyone know how that went.
Well, we will look forward to hearing about that. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Please contact us. Stay tuned for more from Your Money with David Hayes next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Guest opinions on this show do not necessarily represent those of the radio station, David Hayes, or CFCI. You should always consult with an investment professional before making important investment decisions. Investment advice offered through CFCI, an SEC registered investment advisor, 674 South College Avenue, Bloomington, Indiana.